Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. UFO Cuba Channel highlighted the support in Central and South America and the Caribbean for its World Tsunami campaign against the blockade of Cuba, an initiative that is now in its third month. In recent weeks, the platform that promotes solidarity with the island released on social networks new videos and messages from organizations that added their voice to the denunciation of the economic, commercial, and financial siege imposed on the Antillean nation by Washington and the demand for its immediate and unconditional lifting. China ratified that nothing can destroy its sincere friendship with Cuba, no matter how much the United States misinforms and defames, in rejection of allegations about the alleged construction of a spy center on the Caribbean island. The foreign ministry spokesman emphasized that despite spreading such slander, the White House will not affect the friendly and fraternal ties between Beijing and Havana, nor will it be able to hide its acts of massive espionage or the theft of secrets from countries around the world. Cuban banks have just begun to accept and use the MIR payment cards, so it's an all-important step towards bilateral cooperation, the Cuba-Russia Business Committee President Boris Titov informed. Boris Titov, who also serves as representative to the Russian President for the Protection of the Rights of Entrepreneurs, speaking Thursday at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, stressed they provided their Cuban colleagues with some measures based on the Russian experience. The hero of the Republic of Cuba, Fernando González, arrived in Panama on Sunday for an official visit marked by solidarity with Cuba and condemnation of the United States blockade. At the Tocumen International Airport, the delegation headed by the also president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People, CICAP, was welcomed by Ambassador Victor Cairo. A transcendental moment during his visit will be his participation in a mass, an anti-imperialist rally of solidarity, according to its organizers, which will take place at the legendary Assembly Hall of the University of Panama, where in 2000, the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, denounced plans for an attack to be perpetrated by terrorist Luis Posada Carriles, who was arrested at the time. The participants in the sixth regional meeting of Cuban residents in Latin America and the Caribbean reaffirmed the commitment to defend the homeland and continue the battle against the U.S. blockade. The final declaration of the two-day meeting, attended by delegates from more than a dozen countries in the region, declared maintaining the most absolute loyalty to the country where they were born, coordinating and implementing joint actions in the interest of the nation. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.